Welcome to the inaugural Gnaz Jam Sessions. But before we get into it, Gnaz is a new way to find extreme athletes, a community of action sports enthusiasts who have formed a DAO to rethink how extreme athletes get sponsored. Gnaz are NFTs on the Ethereum blockchain, based on a Nouns open source and CC0 artwork. They are stored fully on chain with no external dependencies. Each Gna gets you a DAO vote and memberships are available at auction forever. You can check out our live auction at gnaz.wtf. That is gnars.wtf. In this episode, we get to hear from Mr. Six how he started his amazing journey in animation and how he got to the big billboards of NFT NYC. We also get to learn about the beginning stages of the Gnaz with Gami, giving us a brief history of how this amazing DAO was formed.
All right, well, Gami, do you want to maybe get into a bit of the origin story? I think that's probably the best way to start, to explain what Gnaz is and how it came about.
First of all, thanks everyone for stopping by. I'm guessing a lot of people have seen our recent video with Nounish. So shout out to Nounish, Goldie142, and everyone that was involved in making that happen. Absolutely stoked with how it came out and gives a bit of an insight into what Gnaz is all about and how it all started. But I figured today, being the first inaugural Gnaz Jam session, it'd be a good chance to just sort of recap on some of that for anyone that's new, and then we'll dive into much more interesting things like Mr. Seeks and his story of getting involved in NFTs and how he's sort of landed into the Nouniverse and Narnia as well. And so I guess kick it off with Gnaz sort of started out as an art project, and it was pretty much just a bit of a tinkerer's delight, jumping into Nouns and having to play around with some of the contracts and doing a little bit of a art experiment. And I guess it was pretty much skate or DAO at that point. And it was a chance for me to sort of deploy a cool on-chain art project, which I thought Nouns really was. I loved the technical side of things. And I got it out there and basically had this small change to the auction interface where the timing was different. Also, the bids, you had this bidding slider, so it was skate or DAO, the DAO component being endowment.org, which is where we set up a donations page. And so part of the bids were getting sent over to Tony Hawk's foundation called the Skate Park Project. And they've done some cool stuff with Nouns, as many of you would know, donating a bunch of skateboards to people in need. And then as things evolved, it was just a lot of interest in sort of more about, I guess, the subculture that I'm a part of and how that might be applicable to Nouns. And then, you know, all of a sudden, Ben and a bunch of others showed up in a Discord, and so we went from there to V2, which was the version you see on Gnaz.wtf now. And since then, you know, we got our 69 ETH grant from NounsDAO. And that was, you know, all it took for us to get started. And we have since then sponsored a bunch of pro skateboarders, snowboarders, skiers, scooter riders, rollerbladers or inline skaters, and we're sort of starting to evolve into this really passionate community of people who love extreme sports but at the same time have a real hunger to help people. And we're starting to see some of this stuff come out with the likes of Davin in Uganda with his Nafrica initiative. We've seen a bunch of cool stuff out of Brazil with the crew in NFT Rio, and then the skate park refurbishment with Vlad and ACFA, and I think Ramon and Bob Burnquist and all these crazy names. So if you haven't had a chance to check out the video that came out of from Nounish. Check them out on Twitter. Their handle is Nounish, N-O-U-N-I-S-H. And we've also got the film pinned on the NAS profile on Twitter as well, so be sure to check it out. That video sort of sets the basis for what's to come for us as well, because we've got a bunch of outreach planned, and since the video dropped, we've had so much inbound interest, which has been fantastic. From, you know, media outlets getting in touch to some of the bigger Twitter accounts, and loads of new people getting interested in the community, and yeah, probably about 50 new people in the Discord, and yeah, thousands of extra people to the website, which has been really amazing. And I guess where we're at now is through the process of working with Goldie and his crew, and 142, we've sort of had an opportunity to really hone in our branding and our message. And I guess now the best way to explain NAS is that it's an extension of Nouns DAO that's dedicated to supporting the artistry of extreme athletes, because we see extreme athletes as some of the purest performance artists that there are. They, you know, they're putting their body on the line, and they're using their creativity to turn the terrain around them into a canvas where they express themselves through their art. And, you know, not only is it adrenaline pumping and great for thrill seekers, it's also just incredibly mesmerizing to watch these people do their thing. So really looking forward to what's in the pipeline, lots of new proposals and lots of new opportunities with athletes and, of course, artists as well, which we'll touch on a bit later in the show. We'll probably have an opportunity to kick off an artwork contest that we'll be running on a regular basis, and then we can also talk about the shred to earn stuff that we've been discussing as a community. And yeah, I think I guess that's probably a good summary of NAS and where we're at. What do you think, Ben? I guess you were one of the first people to actually arrive, if not the first, to arrive and show interest in NAS. So I've got a lot to thank you for, mate.
Yeah, likewise, man. I mean, this was, you know, I was like being a bit of a fly on the wall in Nounsdale and looking for my place, trying to figure out where to offer value. I knew already since December, like, I'm going to get involved in Nouns. This is my spot. I just got to figure out how. I'm not just going to go, yo, what can I do?
Turns out his place within Nouns was everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. I found out it was just about everywhere in the end. I can't help myself. Self-inflicted noun pilled to the max. You know, like I only just went to bed like 6 hours ago, and it's crazy. I was working on everything Nounish for another 20-hour day, and it just doesn't stop every day. I'm just like so pumped to keep getting into it. And you know, the NAS DAO was the first one. And first, one of the first kind of extensions that were in at all, but then like the fact that it was about skating, like once the 189 head came up, I think that was in January. So I'd been sort of watching what was going on for about a month, and I was like, skateboard head, this is awesome. Skate or DAO, oh my God, this is genius. And it just hit home on so many levels. And the fact that that was happening right in front of my eyes while I was trying to figure out what to do myself in amongst Nouns, I was like, man, I got to obviously figure out who this character is and what's going on over there. And, you know, I ate the skate. And yeah.
Sorry, I got trigger happy on the soundboard. It's my first time.
No, that's not even trigger happy. We go nuts on it. It's all good.
Well, Sam, my list just came into the room.
Honestly, so did I.
But yeah, so I was super attracted to the fact that this was an IRL extension. Like I saw the IRL impact and how it links Web3 and NFT stuff with real life action and skating. And I was like, you know, I could see the fact that there was this big treasury and just wondering, like, how are they going to spend this spreading the meme? Like, there's so many ways you could do it. And one of them being through an extension like Nas DAO to sponsor athletes and do skate park donations was just, like, right up my alley. That's something, like, I kind of dreamt of as a kid. I'm like, how can we do this? I wanted to start skate parks, like indoor skate parks, so I could do it all day and night, regardless of weather. And, you know, the problem there was funding, you know. So I'd show up in a space like this where I'm like, well, the fundings are not an issue. It's just the ideas and the people. So, you know, it definitely attracted my attention just based on that. And then, yeah, got in there. Obviously, Garmy is vibing out hard doing mad shit. So I basically was like, this is perfect. And spent a couple months just fully focused on Nas until maybe March, at which point I became the announcer for Nas DAO and sort of put my eyes back on Nouns as a whole. And, yeah, sort of started incorporating the whole ecosystem more again once I figured out my place and how to offer something back. But, yeah, that's kind of my journey into Nas, and I've been there from the beginning, I guess. It was like, yeah, I'm not sure if I was the very first. It'd be interesting to go back in the Discord and find out exactly how many people I was. But yeah, I've been buying, like bidding on Nas and sniping people constantly, because if you don't know, the Nas auction at Nas.wtf, that's got 6.5 minutes left now because it got settled at the start of the show. It doesn't have a time extension. So, like most Nounish forks will have an extension, and you know, when you bid in the last few minutes, it keeps giving you more time. Here, you just got to start throwing down bids in those last seconds, and you know, if you got a fast wallet, good gas, you can throw it in literally the last second. It can still be pending after the auction finishes, and then bam, you took it. And it's like, it's a lot of fun, and it's all
it's
fun.
It's a bit again. Bit of a metaphor for skating as well, in a sense. Like, there's a few things that we've put in that are, yeah, like skateboarding inspired, especially like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. You know, back in the day, you'd do a grind in the game and there'd be that sort of like bar that comes up with your balance. And that was the original inspiration for the bidding slider. And then like the auctions, there's actually a curve. So every 1,000 auctions, the duration doubles and the number of auctions per day halves. And we call that the narving, similar to the Bitcoin halving. And then, yeah, like to what Ben was saying, that having like that sort of cut off with the auctions at first, I wasn't sure if it was a good or bad thing, but it's similar to skating where you know, you might try to land a trick 100 times and miss, and then you finally get it. And it's like such a moment of stoke with like the people you're with. And we've kind of seen that simulated in our auctions channel in Discord, where everyone's like, you know, you expect people to be disappointed, but they're literally patting each other on the back, and you often see, you know, one-to-one trades happening when someone's missed one they really wanted.
Gabby, I have a question. What is Nouns Athletes, and how does it relate to the DAO now?
Yeah, for sure. So when we first started, prior to doing the full fork and having our, you know, DAO set up, we were doing the donations, and then I had a conversation with a friend of mine, Joe Atkinson, who's our first athlete, and he's a inline skater. He's won, you know, 3 World Series. He's a really creative artist on his blades, like does amazing tricks and just beautiful, you know, shapes and movements with his body. And he's got like experience working in circuses and like as an acrobat and all this stuff. He's just really inspiring guy. And so we did a trial with him that was branded as Nouns Athletes and funded by Small Grants. Now Nouns Strategic Funding Works. So at first, Nouns Athletes was established to run this proof of concept, and then since then we've evolved, obviously, to Nas as a DAO. And there's an update needed for the front end as well to be more indicative of that, because I guess we're focusing on making things as simple as possible by leading with NAS as a brand, but obviously everything we do is extremely noun-ish. So these are all things that I'd sort of, you know, become more aware of as I worked with Goldie and 142 on the film, sort of, you know, receiving their feedback and then thinking about how to best communicate what it is we do. So in the future, we'll more likely just refer to our athletes as, you know, Team NAS, but obviously everything we do has, you know, our gnarly take on nounishness. So when I think I tweeted out the other day, like, extremely nounish equals gnarly, and that's sort of our take on the nouniverse and how we sort of express what we think nounish is as well. So hopefully that answers your question.
And Mr. Seeks, welcome to the stage, sir. How are you doing?
G'day. Thanks for having me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, all good.
Okay,
thanks. Beautiful. Thanks for, you know, taking some time away from work or, like, doing this while you're at work. That's awesome.
Yeah, they don't know. No, I'm just kidding. I told them. It's much, much better than work.
We can always tell if someone's at work and they're not supposed to be on the spaces. They got an echo. They've probably, like, snuck off to the bathroom or something.
that's where Seeks works from anyway.
Yeah.
He likes to keep things efficient.
One cubicle, yeah.
Yeah. Have you done anything like this before? Like jumping on a Twitter space?
No, this is my first one. It's a bit intimidating, not gonna lie, but it's cool.
I'll give you a proper introduction. Because not sure if everyone's familiar with Mr. Seeks, but he is an artist from Sydney, where I'm from, and we just so happen to live near the same area. And we'd met previously when I was building Art House, which is another project I was working on, and we met through, was it, through Bianca Beers, Sydney artist, and we went out for a dinner with Blockbird and a bunch of other people within the NFT space, and I think it was pretty early on when things were really taken off on the likes of Foundation and the one of one art stuff, and we just sort of hit it off, didn't we? We were wearing exactly the same clothes when we met.
It was weird. We looked like siblings, yeah. It was so weird. And we worked in the same place for like 6 months without ever knowing that it was like each other. Wasn't that like at the Commons or something?
Yeah, that's crazy. We had you, because you were working with an animation studio there, right? And I was co-working, had rented a space there. And yeah, we were literally like on top of each other in the same building and didn't even know.
It's like the New York thing where, you know, you can live, I think, I can't remember the distance, but I think it's potentially like 20 doors up from someone and you might never see them in your life, which is so
weird. I have no idea what my neighbors look like, so I can confirm.
So weird, eh?
That's classic.
It's something about the coincidences in this DAO, because just maybe side note, you know, like Ben, how I know Ben, I'm a big fan of his friend who makes music called Mr. Bill. And Ben used to do support for Mr. Bill, and I took my like music production classes from Mr. Bill. So it's so like coming to the DAO and like how you guys work in the same place. There's so much coincidence happening in this DAO. I don't know how.
It's crazy, eh? I still run Mr. Bill's tunes. Like that's the last nounish things that I won't throw away. Like I gave up on everything that wasn't nounish except Mr. Bill's tunes, Beleagle Beats and Beleagle Sounds. So the music labels around that as well. So yeah, wow. It's pretty crazy. Yeah. So yeah, we've known each other for like, I don't know, because I've been running that for maybe 12 years, 13 years or something. So it could be a while that we've, you know, we were in touch via support emails and stuff years ago.
Because it's, I think, Ben, you've described things as a serendipity machine when you're inside the Nouniverse. And it's like,
yeah,
after Seeks and I met up in Sydney having this dinner, we like to give a bit more context on wearing the exact same clothes, like Seeks and I literally look the same. Like we have, like he's 10 years younger than me, but he looks exactly what I looked like at 20 something, you know, like, and we rock up to this dinner. We both had the same Vans. We both had black jeans and we both had a mild gray t-shirt on.
And same haircut. We were both
wearing a cap. Or same haircut. That's
no. Usually these days we both wear a cap, but I think that first time, because it was a dinner, we were rocking the normal haircut.
We were fancy.
Fancy. With the Vans.
That's funny. I got a friend like this as well that I used to be in a band with, and we would just like we'd be getting ready, go somewhere, and then we'd get to wherever we're going. I'm like, dude, again. Oh my God. Like, wore exactly the same shit every time. We felt like idiots sometimes. Like, we ended up playing on it, like, sort of just telling people we're twins, because people would ask. They're like, do you guys dress the same because you're actually twins? Like, and we're like, you know what? We're just going to play on this because we keep doing it by accident. It's great.
We might actually find out that we're brothers down the track somewhere, you know, like anything's
possible. Yeah, that.
But yeah, so after we had this dinner together, we started to catch up more around, you know, this sort of passion around NFTs and stuff. And then I guess it wasn't too long after that that I got involved in Nouns. And then as I do, I just talk about it all the time and was trying to kill everyone. And it worked. Because we started talking about, I think we met up again for a coffee and some breakfast, and we started chatting about this idea of a character of Seeks that appears in a lot of his work, named Bruce. And I guess why don't Seeks, if you tell us a little bit about maybe that first meeting we had around your character, Bruce, and I guess it was a concept for this, him being both the skater and the terrain. Do you want to tell us a bit about how the piece started to come together?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, well, after being Nouns pilled, it was, the conversation just flowed onto that. And then it was kind of like, mostly bonding over the skate culture, and like we both love like little animations and funny stuff. And I think this character Bruce that I make in a lot of my work has like an approachable kind of style that you can involve in like a lot of different animations. And I think it made sense to turn it into something a bit bigger, like collaborate together, make something funny, lighthearted, be a bit more relatable, and involving those noggles, CCO, was a great idea. It was really easy to involve that. And then I think just riffing off like concepts together, both being into the skate culture and, you know, both being really funny people. No, I'm just kidding. It just kind of evolved into this concept that, I don't know, yeah, just after that breakfast, just hit the ground running and kind of just kept emailing back and forth, just developed further and further. There's a whole video on it if you want to look at the process. I think I just retweeted it on my Twitter.
I'll go grab it and pin it up for us.
Yeah, it's a bit easier to visualize than speak about it. But yeah, no, it was great. It was awesome.
I'd been a fan of Seek's work for a while. I think I bought like a couple of pieces that you'd made, and I think Blockbird was checking out your stuff as well. And we were just like really enamored by the playfulness of the characters. Like, you've got these, I've seen, you know, you made some film clips with some popular musicians from Australia, and you'd done quite a few funny things. Like, I bought a piece of yours called Sunflowers, I think it's called, and there's you know, a guy very similar to Bruce. What's his name? The other guy.
Oh, in Sunflower Sniff.
Yeah. Does he have a name, that guy?
Let's see if I've named. I can't remember. I know Bruce. Oh, Steve. Bruce's mate, Steve.
Love that it's just Steve. But there's this playful sort of sense of humor that shows up in all of Sieg's work, and it's like, you know, whether it's a subtle like fart sound or just like, you know, the voiceover and sound design stuff you do, like in our Nas video that we took to New York, or Nas animation, there's, you know, you did all the audio yourself, didn't you? It's like sound design is something else that you're really talented with.
Yeah, I just like making silly voices, to be honest. I think that evolved from like the first skate video animation I made for like this motion conference thing that won the award. And I think that's where the concept came from, because you referenced that little video and it was just like a silly animation of this guy choking on a fly and falling off his skateboard with lots of like fart sounds and weird voiceovers. I think that's where the idea kind of picked up, wasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is, man. I was like really stoked on that piece, and it kind of embodied a lot of the stuff that I'd thought about for Nas. And I guess it was like a really good starting point, because it demonstrated what would work as a collab as well, because that was a collaborative piece, wasn't it? You'd done that for, mm-hmm. Was it the Node?
Yeah, Node Ident down in Melbourne. Yeah. It was like a themed contest or something. So,
and you ended up picking up an award. You flew down to Melbourne with, were you with Never Sit Still, the studio at that point?
Yeah. That was when I first started. So I work at an animation studio called Never Sit Still. And they had a few people speaking on the panel there. But this was before I entered. But then, yeah, we flew down there and ended up winning. I had no idea, which was great. But, yeah.
That was great to see. Well deserved. And I guess, like, because you are on work time, there was probably a little promise made to your boss, if he's by any chance listening. So I'd actually I've gone into the studio here in Sydney to meet up with your work crew, and we got talking about some ideas, and it turns out that Never Sit Still are actually working on a Nouns DAO proposal. Is that top secret, or have I
No, that's all good. You've lifted the lid down. Yeah. No, we're working together to make a little proposal. Do you want me to speak a tiny bit about it? I won't give everything away, but I can speak a little bit.
Because we got another story you need to tell after this one, where you were in the news recently. Because that is hilarious.
Yeah, all right.
like national news type thing here in Australia. We'll get to that shortly.
Yeah,
but yeah. So the proposal that Never Sit Still are working on.
Yeah. So we've done it. Like Never Sit Still, they've done a bit of work with Web3. We did a lot of the Coinbase videos, like the hype reels and stuff, and I actually got to sneak Gami's noun in there in one of the videos. I don't know if it's released yet, but it'll be out soon. And just like little hype videos for like STL and Compound. So thought it would be like, I discussed this with Gami, and I thought it would be like a good opportunity to like bring an explainer, like little hype video to Nouns to kind of, like, if you think about like the Doodles promo videos and like that other side hype video, but for Nouns, with a focus on like promoting positive actions through raising funds for your NFTs. I think that's a quote from 4156. So yeah, and just like making a super, super cool video to like proliferate Nouns kind of thing. Yeah. I can't really say exactly what the concept is going to be yet. Still in development and everything, but it's going to be awesome.
I've seen some of the planning and ideas just quietly over. We had a schnitty and a beer on Tuesday night at our local, And for the, I don't know, do anyone else, like to the Americans and Canadians listening, do you call chicken schnitzels a schnitty? Or is that just an Aussie thing?
It's just been violently Australian sayings.
Yeah, well, we had a schnitty and a couple of frothies and, yeah, just talked about some cool ideas. So, yeah, looking forward to you bringing that. But on a more important note, it turns out that Seeks is also a hero. He saved his girlfriend from a peeping Tom, didn't you, mate? Tell us about what happened in where you made it into the news headlines.
Yeah, I flew home from Melbourne after that competition with my skateboard animation, and it was like 9 p.m. and I went over my girlfriend's, and they've been having like a peeping Tom issue. I don't know if you don't know what peeping Tom is. It's like someone who looks in your window, like if you're like in the shower or something. It's disgusting. And so they installed this camera in her driveway, and it alerts you when someone's in the driveway. And I was like, we were like brushing our teeth, getting ready for bed. We got this ping on my girlfriend's phone, and it like showed some footage of a man in the driveway. So I like ran out there. Because I've known about this issue for like 2 weeks, so I was like ready to rip his head off. And then he wasn't in the driveway, so I was like walking around the streets like a madman. And I saw a man walking up the street, and I ran to him and shined my flashlight in his face. And it was the guy that I saw on the camera footage, and I just smacked the shit out of him, which was, you know, I'm not violent, but it was valid. He was looking in my girlfriend's window with his phone, and then yeah, ended up with all the police coming, everything. He got away, which sucks. But, yeah, all the police came, and then all the media and news came, and it was like a whole thing, and it was, yeah, a bit nuts. Animators don't usually get involved in that shit.
But, yeah, it's like, because on the news, they, like, I saw the bulletin come up, and they were like, you know, they showed and, like, told the story of how you, like, you know, went after the guy and, like, you know, gave him a good clip behind the ear and tried to essentially get hold of him so he could, you know, almost like a citizen's arrest type thing. And the slimy guy got away and is, but he's, you know, been exposed on national TV. And I think there's probably a lot of, you know, a lot of young ladies out there who are now, you know, not having to worry about this guy sort of like sneaking into their homes and, yeah, trying to peep on him. It was disgusting, but yeah, it was pretty gnarly turnaround.
Very gnarly, very gnarly.
I know how gentle nature you are as well, so it would have been quite a crazy turn of events. So
yeah, it was very interesting. Definitely had to have a few wines afterwards to settle down.
Oh man, it really is.
Maybe not to segue too much. I wanted to ask a question to Mr. Seeks. How did you finally like develop this art style that you have? Because it's very unique. I've watched this video that's pinned up and how you make all this art. Like, what inspired this art style, and how did you finally get to it?
Oh, yeah, good question, I suppose. Thanks for the compliment to my work. It means a lot. I started out as like a kid, just into like graffiti and vandalism, trying to be cool. And I kind of think, and like merged with me growing up skating. So both those things, you kind of, like part of the culture is really getting involved in it. It's like being cool. So I don't know, yeah. And it just kind of evolved into really being passionate about art. And I think rhymes like Dimes and like all these big artists influenced my style, and mixing it in with like urban culture and trying to keep it playful kind of just developed into my own style. I don't know how it I can't really give you a solid answer on how to develop your own style. Just keep drawing things and pushing it until you find something that you really resonate with, and just make it for yourself kind of thing, because then it really is your own style and you're not trying to just put it on for other people to like it. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I like that. It's actually really what Ben was talking about earlier. Like, it's just like nouns. You come in and you just keep doing stuff until you find your sort of like home in a certain place. That's a good one. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
And like Sikh's art style even led him to having a nice man cry when we went to New York. Do you want to tell us about that, Sikh?
Yeah, that was nuts. That was seriously insane. That collaborating with Nas and Gami on that NFT NYC billboard with my own character in my style and involving the Nouns Noggles brand was just it was nuts. And just having worked on a style for so long and being able to showcase it on somewhere Times Square billboards was just, it was crazy. I remember waking up, Gami was in New York and I was at home and I was in bed with my girlfriend. I woke up one morning to an Instagram message and it was a video of what we collaborated on, our billboard. And it was it was crazy. It was the first time I had a man cry in a while. But it was, it was nuts.
Yeah, it was a huge, huge moment for me as well. Like being able to help someone from, we live a stone's throw away from each other, and having been a fan of Mr. Sikh's work for a while, it was really huge for me to be able to do that and give back to all the help that you'd given me as well. Because to be fair, Getting the insights from an artist's perspective on all these sorts of things, and as I think through branding and marketing strategy and the stuff that I like to do, it's so helpful to have that perspective. And yours is it's super unique and super relevant to what we do. So it was it was awesome, man.
Yeah. Big thank you to Gami. That was amazing.
I'm extending a little hug through the phone at the moment.
Yeah,
if me anyone too. Else wants in.
Thank you so much for listening to our Gnaz Jam Sessions podcast, where we bring you news and exciting stories about the extreme athletes and amazing artists we have in our DAO. We invite you to our TNS Soapbox, that is the Noun Square Soapbox, that happens every Thursday at 8 p.m. EST. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week.